Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
So today we'll talk about migrations and how to re-platform, as Joe would put it. Obviously, there are a lot of different e-commerce systems to choose. And if you are starting e-commerce for the first time, what I would like to do today is to categorize the types of people who want to use e-commerce. Okay? I'll start with that and I'll let you guys talk about the platforms that you like best. So, you might be a new business establishing an e-commerce store. That's one. 1A would be you are an existing business and you have a manufacturing or an existing B2B business and you already sell products, but you've never done online before. 1B would be you have never had a business, this is a brand new business, and you're trying to build an e-commerce business from scratch. 2 would be you already have an e-commerce system, you already have an e-commerce operation, but you're looking to improve your functionality, improve your efficiency, and you're looking to grow. Okay? 3 would be you are an existing business, but you are outgrowing your current platform. So these are the reasons why anybody would want to migrate to another shopping platform, or they want to create a new e-commerce platform. So with that, let's talk about the platforms that you like. Before you guys say that, let's name a few here that our audience is going to know also. There are different types of e-commerce platforms. We separate into three sections: open source, hosted, enterprise. Am I missing anything? No, right?
No.
Open source would be WooCommerce, Magento, Xcart, PrestaShop. Mm-hmm. Hosted carts would be Volusion,
Shopify,
BigCommerce. Let's add another category. You have the lame ones, and the lame ones are Wix, like the do-it-yourself websites, which will
Squarespace.
I mean, these are not e-commerce platforms. Yep. If you're on one, please get out if you want to do serious money or if you want to do serious business. And then we have the enterprise ones. You have VTEX, Oracle. SAP Oracle, SAP Hybris, Oracle ATG. You have Sitecore. You have Episerver. Mm-hmm. So you have the enterprise ones. So when we categorize it like that, as a generic question, in general, if I ask you which platform you like the best, if you could generalize, what would you say?
I think the we work with all of them. I think the ones that we find the easiest are the ones that have the best content management systems, not just for us as marketers and content marketers, but also for the clients and for the business owners, that they can go through the system and actually operate it and not need an in-house web developer to do every single little change in the website. So platforms like Shopify is a good example of that. BigCommerce is also a good example of that.
Okay. How about you, Joe?
No, I have to agree. I would definitely say that for, you know, mid-sized businesses, a hosted solution like Shopify or BigCommerce, it has a really intuitive CMS. And I mean, all around, I think that those are really solid platforms.
Okay. And the way we categorize small-sized businesses and mid-sized businesses is usually small businesses are $0 to $5 million annually. And if they're doing anywhere from $5 to $100 million in e-commerce space, we call them medium-sized businesses, because they're going to need a lot more advanced structures. They might need a B2B functionality. They might need a pre-checkout upsell. So they might have different warehouses in different locations. They might need to work with a channel manager. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, the question of how to know when it's time to re-platform or migrate your e-commerce system has to do with your operations, and every situation is different. So we try to address every situation separately and differently. Now, let's talk about size, right? I have three products. I am creating some kind of organic weird toothpaste in my own house. I have three SKUs. I don't know if I'm going to make money or not. I'm just testing it out. Which platform do I use?
WooCommerce is fine. You know, test it on an open source platform. Okay. You know, it's cheap.
Why would you want me to go on WooCommerce? Let's say I'm not technical.
Well, I mean, it's you're using the, you know, WordPress's CMS, okay, which is one of the most intuitive CMS.
So I could go to WordPress.com, or I could say set up a WooCommerce.
Yeah.
I could create one of these do-it-yourself tools. Also, another thing you could do is you could go to Upwork or Fiverr.
Absolutely.
You could find an expert and do it for like, what, $100?
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's, you set up 3 products, check out, integrate it with Stripe, boom, you're done, right?
And it's beyond easy. The setup, your costs are non-existent, basically.
Correct. So let's put another example. Now I have 5 products, right? But I've been selling these products for a couple of years at bazaars and everything else. I have some money. I have inventory. And I want to build a legitimate business. Which platform do I go on?
A hosted solution.
Hosted solution? So you would say...
And these hosted solutions have tiered pricing.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, you start off at the lower package. Mm-hmm. As your business starts to work up, then you can work your way up as you need. Mm-hmm. So a hosted solution like, you know, BigCommerce or Shopify.
BigCommerce, Shopify.
Yeah.
And you start with the lower tier, and as your business grows,
they accommodate you.
And the lower tier is what, 20, 30, 50 30, bucks?
Something. I think it's 39 a month.
30-something dollars a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Roughly. So then let's say I'm doing $1 million annually, and I want a good system. And I'm growing out of my current system, or I'm maybe doing 2 or 3. Yeah. What do we look at in terms of how do I decide which platform do I go into?
I mean, every business is unique. So it really comes down to what your needs are.
I'm growing 200% on an annual basis.
So luckily, these hosted solutions kind of have a nice buffer area once you start to grow at that level. So they try to offer their own somewhat of an enterprise level platform. You have Shopify Plus, BigCommerce Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not full enterprise level platforms, mm-hmm, but it's a good stepping stone that once you're already there and you're continuously growing at that rate,
mm-hmm,
then you know, okay, I need to start looking for, you know, an Oracle ATG.
So you're saying I can scale up to 10, $20 million dollars in these hosted solutions.
Correct. Yeah.
But there's a detail here. Usually, most of the time, BigCommerce or Shopify, if you're doing more than $3-4 million, they're going to try to push you to their Plus or Enterprise solutions, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, yes, you can get BigCommerce or Shopify at $200 a month, but if you go on Shopify Plus or BigCommerce Enterprise, your cost is going to go over to $1,000, $1,500, $2,000
a month. Correct.
Let's mention that. Okay, let's talk about customization. Obviously, we have different types of clients who, for example, we did a custom monogram functionality. We do custom fit finders for the apparel industry. We have done different functionalities for individual session tracking, right? Everybody needs different stuff. So if I want a customizable platform, which platform do I go on?
Well, I mean, so I would say that, you know, if you're looking for something completely customizable,
mm-hmm,
and you're not at that enterprise level yet,
mm-hmm,
I mean, I feel like we're kind of repeating ourselves over and over, but Shopify, BigCommerce, and I would say Magento somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The only problem with Magento is that you really need an expert, in-house, or you need a partner that you are very close with, an agency or something, because...
you need to pay for maintenance.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, internally or externally, mm-hmm, you got to pay somebody for
it. But it is very customizable.
Exactly.
The one thing I would add on top of what Joe said is, if you're looking for customizations, don't reinvent the wheel. Go to BigCommerce's app store and Shopify's app store. Mm-hmm. Check if they have it. Because instead of spending tens of thousands of dollars, you could get it maybe for $50 a month or $100 bucks a month. Yeah. Correct?
Absolutely.
So from a customized standpoint, the difficulty becomes when you are looking for preview kind of functionalities, visual functionalities. The apps are, or the add-ons are, limited from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how about marketing platforms, marketing automation? Let's say I'm getting 200 orders a day. However, my conversions are not great, and I am looking to re-platform because my current platform is not good with abandoned carts or is not good with conversions.
Yeah.
What would you say to that?
Well, going back to what you said, you know, these platforms like BigCommerce and Shopify have an app store with tons of functionality for, you know, upsell functionality, abandoned cart functionality. I mean, so look at these platforms that already have these marketing solutions available.
For example, Shopify has an app called WeCart that we recommend a lot because it not only enables you to send abandoned cart emails, it also integrates with any other email collecting app that you might have. Like an exit intent pop-up, or so everything integrates, so you have the email and the consent of the user to use that email in order to send the abandoned cart email.
And I think we should clarify which platforms have app stores. Volusion does not have an app store. BigCommerce has an app store. Shopify has an app store. I think Shopify has the most advanced app store with the most number of solutions and apps. VTEX is an enterprise solution, does not have an app store, but they're working on it. SAP Hybris does not support apps. It's all custom. Oracle does not support apps. It's all custom. PrestaShop does not have apps. Magento does not have apps, but they have extensions you can implement. And WooCommerce also has extensions. WooCommerce slash WordPress has extensions you can implement. Okay. So I'll ask one more question. We have clients who come to us and they say, we're on this open source and we've invested $500,000 on this and we cannot switch. And we see so many issues with that. So many issues with the platform that they invested $500,000 in. What do you say to somebody like that? They want to grow. They want to sell more. But they're stuck to the platform because they've invested so much in the platform. So I'll start by saying, don't invest so much money on open source platforms. Okay, 100%. You guys take it on.
And I would say it's a business decision on you know, the owner's part, but you can keep bleeding money on this platform or you can invest another $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 and be done with it and get like a proper setup on a proper e-commerce system that can really sustain your business over years.
Okay. So in terms of what's being said here, and we hear it so many times, is in the short term, it's going to be painful. You have to suck it up and you have to get out of that platform, especially if you see that platform not performing well in terms of support. You're seeing that it has a longer downtimes. And recently, and there are no secrets here, we preach a lot of transparency and honesty here at Optimum 7. We've had a lot of problems with Volusion. Correct? Volusion has been sucking really bad in the past few years. We used to be a major partner of Volusion. We're not anymore because they wanted us to pay money to be their partners. And we said we're not going to do that anymore. And Volusion, and in the latest algorithm, we're seeing a lot of issues with Volusion platforms being affected by the Your Life or Your Money update.
So, I mean, even more so than just the limitations from a development standpoint and the limitations from an operation standpoint with the downtimes, we're now seeing effects on from a marketing standpoint. And so, I mean, Volusion has tremendously, dropped the ball.
Yeah, their CMS is basically non-existent.
Their CMS is bad. Their support is terrible.
Right.
They just don't care. There's no care there. They don't care if you have a problem.
And
they always want to upsell you.
The architecture of their websites, at the end of the day, are not good for SEO.
Correct. I got it. Okay. So, and we talked about which platforms to use for what kind of business. Obviously, if you're doing more than $10, $15, $20 million, you should start looking at an enterprise solution for that. We would say definitely look at Shopify Plus, BigCommerce Enterprise. We work closely with BigCommerce. It's a great platform. They are very helpful. They provide a lot of support. We have seen in our experiences, if you have a unique kind of customization and if you need your checkout to be really powerful, I would look at VTEX for sure. VTEX has some missing elements, obviously, in their platform from a development standpoint because it's enterprise. Anytime a system is enterprise, you're going to have to go in and customize a bunch of things. But again, if you're doing less than $5 million, Shopify, BigCommerce, Quick, you could literally have that up in 30 to 90 days based on your complexities and go from there. Let's talk about the risks of a migration. I mean, when a business owner comes to us, they're scared of a couple of things, right? They're like, oh my God, this is a big pain. And again, you have to suck it up and go through the pain in the short term so that you can have your business scale in the long term or intermediate term. What are some risks with migration? What do companies or what do consultants miss? What do we need to pay attention to when we are migrating a project?
You need to be very careful about data loss.
Okay.
You have to know exactly how to structure the data properly. So all the orders, all the product images, the reviews, every little aspect of the database in your current platform gets migrated and properly stored into the databases of the new
platform.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of, I think we have a lot of issues with field mapping, right?
Yep.
I mean, Volusion has different fields than BigCommerce has different fields than Shopify. When we are talking about data, one of the most important things is different platforms handle different characters.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay attention to special characters. The product options are handled differently on Volusion than on BigCommerce, than on Shopify. And then the enterprise solutions are completely different. But if we have to organize this from a migration standpoint, we would say you have to migrate your products, your customers, your product options, your orders, and the functionality, any functionality you might have, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have for the vaping clients, we have age verification functionality. When you're migrating a functionality from Volusion to BigCommerce, 95% of the time, you got to do it from scratch, correct?
Yeah.
Because Rohad, you're involved in the SEO part of things or the content marketing part of things, what's the most essential thing we need to do before we migrate?
301 redirects.
301 redirects. Talk to us about that.
Well, every platform has a different way of structuring their URLs.
Mm-hmm.
And since you're already on a specific platform, all of those URLs are indexed on Google, or you have links from other sites to from your social media.
Mm-hmm.
All of your operation has been set to those URLs.
Yeah.
Now we have to make sure that those URLs redirect seamlessly to the new structure of the new platform.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to lose a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
You might get flagged by Google, you know, for having too many 404s and too many bounces off your website.
And you're losing when you change a platform, there's a 99% chance your product URLs, category URLs are going
will
to
change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if your website was myecommercesite.com/product.html, that's going to change. But you have sent all your backlinks and authority to product.html for the past 5 years,
right? So you want to make sure you don't lose any of that juice. So that's where the 301 redirects come in. Yeah.
So, and most people, you would be amazed at how many times people have come running to us because the company they were working with missed 301 the redirects, or they did not do it properly. Okay. All right. So we talked about the benefits. The benefit is obviously being able to be scaled.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. But I want to go back to 301 redirects for a second, because we did something really, really cool in the past 2 weeks. We were able to implement a subdirectory WordPress blog with a reverse proxy. You know the details of that, Joe? You want to talk about it?
Yeah. So basically, you know, the platform that we were migrating to did not have a CMS. They had, you know, they didn't have the capability to have a blog on their platform. What we did was we migrated his blog to a WordPress site, right? So his blog is utilizing the power of WordPress's CMS. And now, in order to get that blog sub-indexed on his new platform, we created a reverse proxy. What that does is basically we have all the traffic coming in through one server that then is being pointed to the e-commerce store with the blog hosted.
And the biggest advantage is that it's not in a subdomain.
Correct. So the whole reason why we did the reverse proxy was to avoid using a subdomain.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, you know, subdomains aren't gonna build any authority.
Subdomains
to the primary
start
domain
from zero authority. So
correct.
Whenever you set up the ideal thing to do with Shopify, BigCommerce, etc., the
mm-hmm.
structure that is allowed is your www.mysite.com is on Shopify, but your blog on WordPress, why? Because Google loves WordPress, would be blog.mysite.com.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime you create a subdomain, the authority starts from zero. So nothing you put on the subdomain is going to rank.
Correct.
Our solution, which is the reverse proxy, which we did for the first time on a couple of platforms, enables you to have www.mysite.com/blog under your subdirectory so that you leverage all the authority of that www domain, right? But your WordPress really is not on Shopify. It's on another server, but we're masking it to show as if it was on Shopify.
Yeah, correct.
So that's what reverse proxy is.
And it's extremely important when you already have that blog content. You're not starting from zero. You already have that authority. You don't want to lose it.
Correct. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's end with...
I would say there's some surprise, like, I wouldn't say surprising, but there are some other benefits that we didn't mention that are kind of side effects benefit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people who come to us for help with migration don't have their database structured properly. They don't have product relationships, parent and child relationship properly set up. And as part of that process, it's a great opportunity to kind of clean house in your database.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And people hate doing it, but they have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, people hate doing it, but you have to have a clean database of products, especially if you have more than 1,000 products. We have clients who have 240,000 products, and they don't have parent-child relationships. When we say parent-child relationships, I could be selling this bottle. I have a blue, I have a small, medium, and a large size, and then I have, you know, blue, red, and a yellow color. So size is an option category. And color is an option category, and small would be an option, and yellow would be an option. And they don't have the relationship, so it becomes impossible to show this on a product page. You don't want to have 9 product pages for every different combination from a user standpoint.
Right.
From an operation standpoint, you want to track quantity separately on every single sub SKU. So people come to us, they have hundreds of thousands of products, and they don't even have this relationship. So their whole operation is a mess. So what Ohad is saying is it's a good idea, and it's a good opportunity to be able to clean all these things.
And it makes navigating the site so much easier for the users. You know, instead of me, I want the small blue one, instead of me going through an endless category products in a category page, I just click that one button and I have drop down menus or a visual display that I can choose the best option for me.
Got it. For now, this is it. Again, we love migrations. We work with all these platforms that we mentioned. So if you have any questions, please shoot. We'll be happy to help. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7's Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.